This is Deanna Spingola. It is Saturday, February 9th, 2013, and this is one of my special interviews. We have no commercials, no censorship, no calls, and no music. It is just education and information. It is bare bones broadcasting. My guest today is Dr. Rebecca Carley. That's Carley. Her websites are drcarley.com and reversingvaccineinducediseases.com. Dr. Carley, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much for this opportunity, Deanna. It's a pleasure to be with you.
You know, when I look at my schedule, I thought, my gosh, I haven't had her on the program for a while. I don't know where the time goes.
Yeah, things definitely seem to be speeding up, but it is important to mention vaccines on a regular level because the genocidal operations are getting more and more obvious, and people have to be aware of bioweapon vaccines as a major threat to their life and health.
Well, just this whole tyranny thing with the gun control, the attempted control and confiscation of guns and just all kinds of things. And so I think that we just are feeling hit from every single side, whether it's vaccines and bioweapons. I guess that's the same thing, though, isn't it?
Well,
it's kind of redundant.
Let me just state that it is indispensable to trouble in all countries the people's relations with their government so as to utterly exhaust humanity with dissension, hatred, struggle, envy, torture, with the inoculation of diseases by want so that the goy see no other refuge than to take see no other option than to take refuge in our money and all things. That is the last sentence of the 10th Protocol of Zion, and it's happening as we speak. Just the massive attack on humanity to suck them dry of all financial things, obviously, but also just their energy in terms of keeping up with the licenses they must maintain and the health of their loved ones. Chances are, if you're not awakened as to what's going on, you're going to have either an elderly parent or a young child that's so severely vaccine damaged that it takes up all your time, et cetera, et cetera. And that's why it's so important for people to realize who is behind all of this, which you cover on your show on a regular basis, in order to stop the horror show, because the good news is that everything is happening on purpose, and once people realize that, then they just turn and face the ones doing it, which are the Jews that are not really Jews. And I know we're not going to focus on that on this show, but I just wanted to mention that last sentence, one sentence in that book that describes everything that's happening right now. And when I got that book and I saw they had the inoculation of diseases in capital letters, let me tell you something, that was a moment. Because, you know, that's proof positive that these are bioweapons. It has nothing to do with health.
Exactly. And I think a lot of things in the health department or in the health industry really are designed to do that. I mean, I hate to say such negative things because I do have friends who are doctors, and including you, and you just hate to say that kind of thing. But it seems that most doctors are really in it for the money, and they are selling, promoting, and prescribing these medications that they know or have been kind of subtly told are really going to kill us and are really not going to benefit us at all.
Well, I just need to correct you on that idea of being negative. Truth is truth. And, you know, I started my investigation of what's going on in my profession about 16 years ago now. And let me tell you, it was a horror show for me to face reality. You know, this was my dream to become a physician. I'm from a very poor family. Nobody made any phone calls. I did it all on my own. And then once I got into the club, I saw what was going on. And so, you know, it's been corrupted, but so has everything else. And there's an excellent book, The Medical Mafia by Dr. Guylaine Lang Tote, a Canadian physician who they went after her license for just writing the book. But in fact, it turns out that control was taken over the medical profession in the early 1900s. You know, the Rockefellers were highly involved. The Flexner Report, you know, that could be a whole show in itself. But the point is that this was all done intentionally. Now, I agree with you. The doctors, basically, if you want to say they're in it for the money, for the few little, you know, Federal Reserve notes they're thrown for evaluating somebody on Medicare, for example, that's why they only spend 5 minutes with them, because they have to have a whole office full of assistants just to fill out the paperwork. But the point is that it's not just about money, because I will tell you that most doctors really aren't making a lot of money these days. It's about fear of losing their license. Because many doctors, like myself, if you step out of the box, they're going to come after you. And as long as you keep doing what they tell you to do, and this involves genocide, euthanasia of the elderly, people in hospices. Hospices are places you go so that the white coats can kill you to get you off the dole. And I had done a show about a month ago now. They have this new demonic entity called a hospitalist. In hospitals, who takes over the case of a person once they go into the hospital. And basically their job, apparently, according to the guest I had on, Marty Oakley, is to order every test possible on you, to keep you in the hospital as long as possible, because of course their goal is to keep the bed filled. And once they do a wallet biopsy and find out if you have an estate, if you're, you know, quote unquote, worth anything, they will actually say that you're mentally incompetent and try to get the court to appoint you a guardian that will then sell your house, take everything you have for fees for the guardian and whoever else, you know, they get into the quagmire. And that's what's going on now. So just even going into the hospital, not only is your very life at risk, but your everything you own can be stolen from you in a heartbeat.
Wow. Well, my word. It is just very, very interesting when you think about it, though, that you woke up. It did not, and several other people, several other doctors started asking questions. And so if you're intuitive enough to do that, inquisitive enough to do that, interested and caring enough to do that, why aren't the other doctors saying, okay, why are we doing this? Why are we prescribing all these medications? And why are we not talking about nutrition? Why are we not trying to help our patient get better without writing a script before they leave the office? Why don't they ask the question? Is it because they've gone through all of this medical training and have invested all of this money into their education, that they now must feel that they have to go ahead and do what they're told or lose their license?
Yeah, it's primarily fear, because, you know, like for myself, I spent 17 years after high school in college, medical school, residency, etc. That's a lot of years, hundreds of thousands of dollars of school loans. So when you realize that you've been lied to about everything, and you also see around you what happens to any doctor that steps out of the box, then obviously, you know, you're going to have to decide, are you going to go by your conscience or not? And unfortunately, by the time they get done, most of them don't have much of a conscience left. As a matter of fact, you had recently on your show, Jennifer Daniels, an outstanding physician that I had met many years ago from the Central New York, who they went after her because she was reversing type 2 diabetes with nutrition. I mean, give me a break. And see, it's very interesting because we now see, I do what I call an Oz watch, you know, the wizard. I watch his show pretty much every day and then report on what this pharma shill is up to. And he is a perfect example of using psyops on the people, because what he does is he tries to become like an expert on some quote unquote alternative supplements, herbs, and things of that nature. But yet he promotes the use of microwaves, electroshock therapy, vaccinations, many drugs for big pharma. So basically, he's a perfect example of what they're now doing with their, their propaganda. We all know about Edward Bernays, the nephew of Sigmund Freud, and how he started this whole policy of basically hoodwinking the people. So they're told by Queen Oprah that this man is America's doctor. So that was his introduction. And now that they've got, especially all these women watching him every day and, waiting for his wonderful tips that he gives, as long as they keep doing the things that I mentioned, as well as others, they will never get their health back. But you see, he's like psychologically scripted front to make people believe that their doctors care about them. Their doctor doesn't care about you. Your doctor's not going to talk about any of this stuff. Although, if you go in and say, "Well, Dr. Oz said," then perhaps that's the message to them. Oh, okay. I won't lose my license for going along with this herb or whatever. So this is the kind of thing that's going on now. And they have another show called The Doctors on another channel. It's basically the same crap. So, they're now all of a sudden, one of my funniest stories I ever heard from one of my clients, was a woman who I taught. I don't practice medicine. I don't give medical advice because they went after my license. I'm a teacher, so I always make that disclaimer. But when I was in Long Island, I had a woman who had breast cancer, and before she found me, she had gone to Sloan Kettering, to see their oncologist. And of course, Sloan Kettering is like the cancer mausoleum, funded by Rockefeller, etc. That's the last place you should be going. But she saw the oncologist, and she told her oncologist that, I've started to eat an alkaline organic diet. And he told her that's witchcraft. Can you imagine? So eating an alkaline organic diet is witchcraft, but all of the, chemotherapy drugs and radiation and things that they give is evidence-based medicine. And that's how twisted things are.
Right. You mentioned Oprah Winfrey. She has launched several people into their careers. There's the I don't watch these programs, so I but the doctor that gives or is he a doctor? But he gives advice on
Dr.
counsel.
Phil, Dr.
Okay,
Phil.
Dr. Phil,
Yep.
and that goes right along with the pattern of getting us to thinking that we need emotional help, and that we, if we just go to Dr. Phil, or if we just listen to Dr. Oz. And I really just kind of wonder, Oprah just sort of was out there, and all of a sudden she was just the word, and I guess millions of Americans watch her.
Well, I've watched the evolution of this. I mean, back in the day when she first started, she actually did some important shows. As a matter of fact, there's a YouTube video of an interview she did with a Jewish woman who reiterated her experiences as a child being involved in satanic ritual abuse and all of these different things. And that YouTube is still up there. But as I watched what she was doing, apparently, when she did the show about mad cow disease and
All right, she got
LP,
herself in trouble on that one.
yeah, they went after her. She was in court for a year or two. It cost her a few million. And as far as I'm concerned, the food is one of the main ways they're killing us. And so that was a message to Oprah. Do not go there. Because if you go there, then you are going to have this happen to you. And anybody that's been involved in a court situation, it's a no-win situation. Even if you win, you end up spending millions for, you know, the land sharks to quote unquote represent you. So after that, as far as I monitored this as well, that's when she started doing her makeover shows and her Oprah's Favorite Things shows, and it became all just fluff.
Oh, that's interesting. I guess they're not so subtle in the way that they warn you not to do anything or not to go against the banks or not to go against the health industry. They just either soak you for a lot of money, or they put you away in prison, or they do something else.
Right. As a matter of fact, there's a veterinarian, Dr. Martin Goldstein, who wrote a book. I don't have it in front of me. I don't remember the exact title, but that is the veterinarian that takes care of Oprah's dogs, and he talks about the dangers of vaccinations. Now, of course, very few veterinarians actually have the backbone to say they're all bad, but he's one of the vets that'll say, you know, you don't need a rabies every year, and most of the others are just, you know, unnecessary and cause problems. And she had him on her show many years ago, but she hasn't touched the vaccine issue forever. And this is a big frustration with me, especially I do monitor Dr. Phil as well. He's one of the group. And, you know, they're always talking about bullying and things like this, the children having different mental problems. Of course, the very important book, Vaccination, Social Violence, and Criminality by Harris Coulter, brought another dimension to me. I found that book about 5 years ago. In fact, that the part of the brain that controls your emotional behavior, which involves the amygdala, the hippocampus, the temporal lobes, pretty much the same areas involved with autism, those are vaccine damage and result in criminal behavior and social violence. So once I realized the enormity of this, and we're talking obesity and anorexia as well. When I was in medical school, we did experiments. We put electrodes in cats' brains. You could create a vicious, hissing, anorexic cat or a obese, docile cat just based on where the electrodes were put into the brain. So it's the same thing. The vaccine damage is causing all of these things. When you realize the enormity of it, and of course, you know, we see the talking heads on television telling us, oh, the children aren't getting enough exercise. Well, of course, that's true. So why did you take physical education out of the schools, psychopaths? Answer that question. Of course, we know the answer, because they're causing all these problems. And of course, the garbage they're feeding the children in school, where the tomato sauce on pizza has been deemed a vegetable by Congress. I mean, the list goes on and on. And so we know that they're doing these things on purpose. And what I tell parents, what I would do if I was you, because now we see where they're going with this whole gun thing. We're already having articles in my local paper where there was just recently a grade school that decided they were going to have an armed police officer on the job, you know, whenever the schools open. Are you kidding me? Can you imagine being a kindergartner, having an armed cop stalking your halls? Because we've heard many cases, you know, if a child has a meltdown in the class, they're going to put that child under arrest, handcuff them with those plastic ties. There's even been cases where they brought them down to the station.
Amazing.
So people should be homeschooling their children, in my opinion. If you want a child, then care enough about the child to homeschool the child and keep them away from these predators.
There was somebody in my chat room last week or the week before that said that parents absolutely love their widescreen television sets and they tolerate their children.
Well, that's pretty dark. I mean, what can I say?
I think that people do need to reevaluate what they're doing, particularly in the medical, in their medical decisions, because
right.
As you said, those vaccines create other things that cause other problems, and we're not talking even severe problems. We're not talking autism or something like that, SIDS, But just, I believe that vaccines create illnesses in your body for probably the rest of your life, whether it's ear infections, chronic ear infections when you're a child, and then they put you on a lot of antibiotics, which then destroys your gut. So it's just a very lengthy list of things that you can get as a result of just starting with those vaccines as a baby.
And I have realized that, in fact, all of internal medicine, every disease in internal medicine is caused by vaccines. I recently, just over the past 2 weeks, had two young women call me. Both got the Gardasil vaccine, inoculating them with the human papillomavirus. One went into renal failure, and the other one now has insulin-dependent diabetes. So all vaccines can cause all problems. And actually, if people go to my website, reversingvaccineinduceddiseases.com, and click on the pet page, there's an article there, Science of Vaccine Damage, which has 19 scientific references from non-pharma-funded veterinarians, mostly from Purdue University, who researched vaccines and came up to the same conclusion that I have come up with, that vaccines cause all autoimmune disease, non-traumatic seizures, cancer, and genetic damage in pets. And of course, the same thing holds true for people. And this is a very important document for people to access, because once you realize that they know this, and this was a small group within Purdue University Veterinary School. I'm sure that if people go to the veterinary clinics at Purdue, they're still vaccinating the pets with vaccines. And one thing I always educate people about, because the poor animals are so innocent, they have no choice, no say in the matter. And if you have a tiny little breed like a Chihuahua, and you bring that dog to the vaccinator, they will get the same dose as a Siberian Husky. There's no, alteration in dose. So this is one of the main reasons why the small breeds, especially, I mean, find me a small breed dog that doesn't have some disease, and I'll know that dog's not been vaccinated. That's the bottom line.
Right, and they're just they're vaccinating them, all of them. Whether you go to a regular breeder, whether you go to a shelter to pick up your animal, these people just, and particularly the breeders. I think if you're going to breed really fine cats or dogs, that you need to really decide about the health of these dogs. Or other animals, because you cannot find an animal that has not been vaccinated, no matter where you get them.
Well, actually, I did find one. And when I first moved to North Carolina in 2007, I had, before I moved from Florida, I had to put my dog down. She was 18 years old. I had reversed her of cancer, but it eventually got to the point where her joints were just worn out, and she couldn't even get up anymore. And so it was one of the hardest things I ever had to do because I called this dog my canine soulmate. And I thought I would need to take some time off because I had to grieve for this dog. But I went to a flea market here in North Carolina, for flea market stuff. And much to my surprise, there was a farm couple there with their children, and they had this little crate of puppies. And so knowing that I would not get the full story if I let them know I was anti-vaccine, I asked them the question, because they were giving these puppies away, their mutts. And I asked the question, have they received their vaccines? Are they up to date? And the couple said, well, no, they haven't received any vaccines. And so I said, I'll take this one, because I had been holding one and she was kissing me, and that's my little sweetie pie. So I actually have one dog that has never been vaccinated. However, when I first got her, she was really afraid of thunder and lightning. And I actually, know a veterinarian who's a homeopathic veterinarian that lives here in my state. And he had told me that that is actually what's called a miasm, In homeopathy, we have this term, which is basically a tendency that you inherit from your parents. It's not, you know, it's not, there's very few truly genetic diseases. It's mostly a tendency. And if they would leave your poisons out of us, you know, we wouldn't develop these problems. But in this particular puppy that I had adopted, obviously her parents had been vaccinated with rabies because this was a rabies miasm that she inherited from her parents, even though she never got the vaccine. So,
Amazing.
yeah,
And
he,
that would also happen with us.
of
That's,
course,
yes,
right. And so, he told me about a homeopathic that would reverse that miasm, which I gave to my dog, and now she doesn't have that fear of thunder and lightning. So my point is, it's a generational issue, even if you don't get the actual injection yourself. If your parents got the injection, that can affect you. So this is so serious. And that's why I always talk about vaccine-induced diseases being the biggest epidemic the world has ever known. And look how they promote it as a health care, you know, option.
Right.
It's pure evil. It's the perfect example of opposite day. And as I always tell people, don't believe me, check it out for yourself. I have so much documentation. That's why I can't get my book done, because it's basically an encyclopedia. Actual studies, including one I received a few months ago from Italy, they proved that the hepatitis B vaccine causes baldness, okay, because there's an autoimmune attack on the follicles of the hair. It's endless, Deanna, what they're doing.
Right. Yeah. I agree with you. It is amazing. Now that you just bring up this issue about us inheriting these things from our parents, yeah, that would be incredible. And we see so many children now that have allergies, and of course that's from from vaccines also, isn't it?
Yes.
Because it destroys your, well, it destroys a lot about you, but it gives you sensitivities, overreact. I don't know. It's they tell you when you have allergies that it's your immune system is so good that it's detecting all of these things. And I'm thinking, that doesn't sound right.
Right. Well, basically, it's just like anything the government says. If the white coats tell you something, then what should follow in your mind is the comment, well, that's one thing we know can't possibly be true,
It's
because
true.
they never, yeah, they never tell us the truth. And actually, you know, I've been studying this issue for about 16 years ago, and as it turns out, the aspect of allergy and anaphylaxis, anaphylaxis being where your allergic reaction is so severe that your vascular system shuts down and you go into shock.
Yeah,
And
I've been there twice.
okay, and this is very common with peanut allergies. Children sitting in a cafeteria can just smell somebody else's peanut butter sandwich. They don't even have to, you know, taste it, and they go into anaphylactic shock. Well, as it turns out, one of the adjuvants they're putting in vaccines is peanut oil. So they're creating this situation. Imagine the horror
Oh
of
my.
a child and its parent. Growing up, no matter where you go, you never know, is there a peanut in that, you know, restaurant item? But this is the important thing, is that before they even started putting peanut oil in vaccines, they knew darn well what they were doing, because aluminum, one of the adjuvants in vaccines that's been used for a very long time, they know that it actually causes this allergic reaction. I have in front of me a book entitled Immunological Adjuvants and Vaccines, published by the Life Sciences series of NATO, North Atlantic Treaty Organization. This book was published in 1989 by Plenum Press, and one of the things they talk about in this book is how the aluminum salts, they actually know that they turn on a part of the system that causes release of these chemical compounds that cause the allergic reaction, like they're called mast cells. They're a different part of the immune system, has nothing to do with antibody formation. But they have known since the 1940s that this corruption of the immune system occurs from aluminum, and they actually state in this book that if they knew then what we know now, they would never allow aluminum to be used as an adjuvant. However, it's been passed, and so basically, now that they do know, they're just going to keep on doing it, which is quite an amazing, admission by these psychopaths. But, this is what they do. They publish their experiments and their findings. This book also talks about an anti-fertility vaccine that they were putting this human chorionic gonadotropin, a hormone women make when they first get pregnant. They were putting this in vaccines, giving it to women of childbearing age, so their bodies would see this hormone as foreign, develop antibodies against it, and as soon as they would get pregnant, they would abort their own fetus. And they talk about this in this book.
Now, is that book readily available on Amazon or?
No, it's not readily available, and it's very expensive. I think I paid like $100 for this book. But you can check it out. I'll give you the ISBN number, 0-306-433-86-9. And they have a whole series of books, and it's basically the psychopath mad scientists reporting to each other what they're up to. And they're doing it through this NATO Life Sciences series of books. And this is what they do. I mean, that's what's amazing. They admit as to their crimes against humanity in various places. They tell us what they're doing, I guess because they figure their ducks are all in a row and there's nothing we goy can do. But I say we're reaching critical mass. I mean, people, there was also YouTube, I'm sure you saw it recently, where the Inspector General for the Federal Reserve goes in front of Congress and says they lost $9 trillion. I don't know if you saw that.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, they lost $9
I
trillion.
think I could probably give him a clue as to where it might be.
But these are the kinds of things, you see. I mean, yes, the American population as a rule are pretty much asleep at the wheel. They've been brain damaged from vaccines, heavy metals, fluoride, aspartame, different frequencies, chemtrails, the list is endless. But there comes a point, where it becomes so obvious that you're paying for your own killing, that I think lots of people are going to get it. And that YouTube is very important. Just check that out, people. Federal Reserve IG admits they lost $9 trillion. And, while people are going to jail because they stole a loaf of bread because, their home got foreclosed on and they're living out of a car. Hello. What's wrong with this picture, people?
Exactly. And that's the other thing that we don't hear about in the news is that we don't see all of these people. They don't report that there are people living under bridges and in cardboard boxes and on the streets. And so we just are given all this information, this predictive programming, and you mentioned that you didn't use that term, but you were talking about it, and in regard to psychologists,
Right.
yeah. Anyway, and that's what I was thinking about when you were talking about Dr. Phil, is that they were doing predictive programming. But getting back to the subject of what subject were we talking about?
Well, our main theme was vaccines, but I guess I kind of sidebarred us. But it's always the big picture. But take me wherever you want to go.
Right. Well, this blatant telling us of what they're going to do is because they realize that people don't do any reading anymore, that they watch more TV than they read, and I think also they want to be blatant so that they can So then, see, if they write a book that's very controversial and they make themselves look bad in it or whatever, then they can use that book later on saying, oh, look at these people, they're anti-Semitic. For instance, if you read the Protocols of the Learned Elders of Zion and then you respond appropriately, then you might start thinking that you will start thinking that the Jews are an evil group of people. Then they can say, oh, look at all this anti-Semitism that we're suffering just about everywhere we go in these 79 countries that we've been kicked out of. But you kind of wonder sometimes when you read these things, why they let them out? Well, they let them out so that they can create a situation where they can use the victim card and exploit people for money.
Right, and that's the one thing that I have to give these psychopaths credit for, is their amazing ability to twist everything around 180 degrees, where the parasite becomes the victim. And that's why it's so important to study these things. As a matter of fact, Deanna and I have a very good friend who is a listener to both of our shows. And she was telling me for some time how important it was for me to listen to your shows on the Hollow Hoax and start investigating this. And my answer was basically, I have so much on my plate, I just don't have time for that. But eventually she got through to me. And I started investigating, and I have both of your excellent books and listened to many of your shows. And then I said to myself, wow, yes, this is very important because there's two humongous lies, probably the biggest lies on the planet. The historical lie is the Holocaust lie and all the bad press for Hitler. The medical lie is that vaccines protect you from disease. And these two lies have been used to enslave us more than anything else I can think of. And that is why I am now doing myself many shows about the psychopathic predator bloodline that are Jews. They call themselves Jews. And actually, I've done a couple really important shows with J.B. Campbell on this subject, the man that started the militia. Because, see, if we're going to change things, we have to identify the perpetrators. Now, they can call themselves victims till the cows come home, but I don't have it in front of me. There's an excellent one of the tidbits from the Talmud, is actually a tidbit that says how. It is very important. I'm just paraphrasing now. It is very important to prevent the goy from knowing what we're doing and saying, because if they knew, they would kill us outright. So talk about confession right there. But yes, they can say whatever they want to say. Truth is truth. You know, they can. I actually went off. I was on. Two radio stations, I went off them both within a period of about a week because they were trying to censor me. Orion Talk Radio actually made a statement that they don't allow hate speech. And I'm like, what the heck is hate speech? If you can document everything you say, it's truth. And you can call it whatever you like, but that doesn't work.
I saw a cartoon just recently. This, well, I think yesterday. It's a little cartoon. And in one, it's a two-part. In one box, it had who was a person who was obviously Arab, and another person was shaking his finger at this Arab gentleman, and spewing words. I don't know which, but and then in the other box, and they said that was free speech. If criticizing an Arab is free speech. Criticizing anybody, it's just free speech. And then in the other box, it had had someone obviously criticizing a Jewish person, and in that case, it's anti-Semitism. So it's our freedom of speech is a very selective And of course, when you understand who owns all the corporations, the media corporations, newspapers, entertainment, or whatever, then you recognize that why you have the perceptions that you do, whether you're talking about the promotion of vaccines and the promotions of pharmaceutical products. And, you know, when you look at who's behind the people who initiated vaccines and the people who are promoting them, you will always find somebody that's part of the tribe.
Exactly. And that's why I tell people we have to investigate these things. You just can't believe what you've been told. It's all a lie.
Yes. And the unfortunate thing is that so many people who should know, people who are intelligent in other areas, on other issues, but if you try and tell them that your doctor is really not doing you any good, and you're even whether you're talking about a less significant disease or whether you're talking about something that's very chronic, you have to take responsibility for your own health and not turn it over to somebody who is doing it for profit. I mean, some doctors I know charge thousands of dollars for one treatment, you know, if you're talking about, you know, chronic illness like cancer or something.
Yeah, and then you find out that chemo actually causes metastatic disease to increase. That's been published by Natural News.
Right.
Just within the last couple of days. But I just want to say that, you see, if you do your research, like you said, of the history of the medical profession, and then you just have to have common sense and ask some questions, you know. If I eat good food and drink good water, of course, you can't completely avoid the chemtrails, but you do the best you can. And you don't allow them to give you prescriptions and vaccines. What is the difference in your health going to be versus somebody that didn't do that?
Right.
Yes. And, of course, they never ask people questions about these issues. I would love to hear from anybody in the listening audience that ever went to any doctor and that doctor asked them, are you eating organic vegetables and fruits? or anything like that. Do you spray pesticides in your house? You know, they don't ask any of those things.
I know. They only spend 5 or 6 minutes with you.
Right.
And a lot of patients feel okay by just walking out with a prescription. If they walk out with nothing, they feel like their doctor hasn't really evaluated them, because we're so brainwashed to expect to get a prescription every time you go to the doctor. It's kind of amazing.
Right, and this is where, you see, my going through the process of becoming a white coat has been very valuable to me, to see how do they create these robots with prescription pads that have no common sense left or are filled with fear and don't even dare tell the truth. And one of my most important experiences was when I was doing the pediatrics rotation during my third year of medical school, and we actually had a little luncheon where our mentor told us that if the patient walks out without a prescription, they're going to feel like they didn't get their proper care. So the doctors are brainwashed into that starting in medical school, and of course, all you have to do is watch commercials to see what they're showing the sheep. You know, basically, I love these commercials because it's basically, you know, do you have psoriasis? Well, you can take this injectable. And, of course, one of the side effects is death and cancer. And, you know, they list all these things. And just the idea that anybody would watch that commercial and say, yeah, I got to ask my doctor about that. And then they'll ask the doctor, and of course the doctor will give them what they're asking for. So it's totally insane.
Right. It is. Oh, goodness. And again, that's predictive programming, because that's, you know, people are usually tuned into their TV, 8 to 10 hours a day. And So that's that they are being told or programmed to go to their doctor and get a prescription.
Yes, and as we were talking about earlier, now we have the wizard on to try to make people believe, yeah, your doctor really is a good guy. He just didn't learn about this herb in medical school, but now my team is going to teach the world, and we're going to help you get your health back naturally. Of course, we want you to keep getting vaccinated and taking your script. One of the most amazing shows that I saw was when he was actually promoting electroshock therapy for depression. Yeah, hook me up, wizard. Fry my brain. And then I'll believe that you are America's doctor.
Oh my gosh.
So it's very critical for people to do their own homework. And of course, one of the major ways that they're forcing Big Pharma on us is with this Obamacare scam, where you're going to be taxed or have to pay a fee, extortion, whatever, which is what I will do. I will never get insurance because now what they're going to do with insurance is use that as a way to force you to get vaccines. In other words, if your children don't get vaccinated, they lose their insurance. Women will be forced to get mammos, which cause breast cancer, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So it's going to be another whole total level of control. And that's why they're really doing it. Has nothing to do with health care.
Right. And of course it's another insurance scam. And people aren't going to get more health care. They're going to get less health care. But
Right.
they con the people into thinking they need insurance. No, you don't need insurance. You need health care. And even that is questionable. I think that a lot of things that people go to the doctor for now, could be taken care of easily at home.
Right. Well, first of all, the diagnostic tests they're doing alone are killing people. I do a weekly newsletter for the American Survival newsletter, a weekly installment, and a couple months ago, I actually had to spend two issues talking about just the diagnostic tests they're doing. For example, the CAT scans and the MRIs. CAT scans have 800 times as much radiation as a chest X-ray. Both of them use contrast media, which can basically cause renal failure. The list is endless. And so they create situations, not just with vaccines, but other things as well. They make you into a patient, and then they give you their drugs, which are only going to make matters worse. So what I tell people, I mean, I haven't had a history and physical in at least 16 years now. I do my own things. I detox with homeopathy, et cetera, et cetera. I don't get mammograms. I don't get pap smears. I get none of that crap because I know that as long as I, do the best I can and detox and things of that nature, that no matter what happens, my body will fix it, and that's the way it is, and that's the way it's supposed to be. Just even getting women, oh, you got to do your monthly breast exam. When I used to do that, I would be filled with fear beforehand, and of course, fear shuts down your immune system. I don't do any of that stuff. I just live my life and know my body's got everything under control. It's an amazing difference from these people who are going to their doctors to get their blood checked and blah, blah, blah. And of course, one of my other really important experiences was working in a laboratory before I went to medical school, where I saw that if they dropped a tube of blood from a patient, nobody got called, the patient nor the doctor. Instead, they would just shove somebody else's blood into the machine. So that's when I said, oh, I see, we can't trust any of these blood tests because the machines may not be calibrated properly, et cetera, et cetera. And just think of it. If they can find something wrong with you, then they have a reason to keep you coming through the door. And that's how it works. If you actually have a problem that needs attention, your body will tell you. Okay, you don't need to go to the white coats and get bloodletted every year and have, mammograms and all these other things, colonoscopies with terrible side effects. Your body will tell you if you have a problem. And then you can find somebody like me who deals with figuring out what caused the problem and then reversing the problem naturally. And the idea that they're trying to tell the American people how we're going broke over healthcare. No, we're going broke over disease creation, Medicare fraud, et cetera, all being done on purpose.
Right. And all the money, and of course, the money goes to a particular group of people, and these are the same people who are in control of so many other factions in our life. It is just amazing. Just amazing.
It certainly is. And the layers too. Because let's not forget that Rockefeller, who is a very big player in big pharma and whose family was very big in actually corrupting my entire profession, as I said, back in the early 1900s, he's also a mogul in petroleum products. Well, guess what? You would be amazed as to how many drugs have petroleum products in them.
Right,
So they
yes.
even, they even multiply their ways of stealing from the people while they're making us sick. It's just a tip of, actually, Big Pharma. I don't know what's worse, Big Pharma or the corrupt courts. I mean, is it worse for them to steal your health? And especially like in the case of parents whose children have died from vaccines and then they get charged with sudden infant death syndrome and they're the murderer. I don't know what's worse, something like that, or basically, just to have the courts ignore all these crimes against humanity. It's just mind-boggling.
It is. But these judges are on the take also.
Of course,
In fact,
yes.
I got some documentation from somebody that I've had in my program, and he found the actual papers, the court, where they give you the legislation that allows for this, so that you can buy a judge.
Right. Well, they have their little tidbits of truth buried in different places. In fact, I found out I was in seven courts for 7 years trying to save my son, who was kidnapped by the state to try to destroy me. And during that experience, one of the things I learned is that judges are immune even if corrupt, malicious, or incompetent. That was a big one. When I tried to sue this very corrupt judge in federal court, and actually Elliot Spitzer, client nine, was attorney general at the time, and he defended the judge at taxpayers' expense, and got the case dismissed, saying that judges are immune even if corrupt, malicious, or incompetent.
Oh my.
Yeah, so there's a lot of little factoids out there that when you know those factoids, then you say, oh, I see why everything is happening as it's happening. I also have a book of Supreme Court proceedings, the most important Supreme Court proceedings during a certain period of time, called May It Please the Court. And one of the decisions in there, DeShaney v. Winnebago County, was about a mother who sued Social Services of Winnebago County because they gave custody of her son to the violent father who ended up beating him to the point where he was brain dead. And Chief Judge Rehnquist was the chief judge at that point. And to make an example of why social services was immune, he said, is it true that if two policemen watch a woman being raped for their amusement, it is not a violation of the Constitution?
Oh, my word.
And then the attorney defending the county services, I actually have a tape recording of it. You can hear them all laughing. And then this psycho says, yes, that is true. So you see, we don't know anything. It's all a lie. We live in this matrix of what we believe. Because, in fact, it becomes evident once the case goes to court. Okay, so you have victim that's been victimized, and they make a report to the police. And if, as long as that person's not a Mason or a Jew, they may bring a case. They have the authority that's the gatekeeper. So if you have a Mason or Jew, of course, they're not going to be prosecuted. So they, get to go home
Sure.
free. But if they can make an example out of the person, because this is their whole CSI crime, fairyland on television, where they get people to believe, oh yeah, the bad guys do get caught. No, only if they're not of those groups. Now,
Right. Now, you mentioned Rehnquist.
yes.
He was on the Supreme Court and wrote the decision. No, did he write the decision? Anyway, he was very, very instrumental in the Supreme Court decision, Roe versus Wade, in 1973.
Okay. Well, because he knew that Big Pharma needed lots of dead babies
Exactly,
to
yeah.
make vaccines out of and cosmetics. And, we now have this company, Cenomix, that's using aborted fetuses as flavoring agents. So, yeah, I mean, the plot thickens.
Yes. Oh, yes.
But if I could just finish one thing, I just wanted to say that in terms of the courts, if you have a victim and if they do prosecute the alleged perpetrator, and it's amazing how you can have a videotape of the perpetrator perpetrating and it's still an alleged perpetration,
Right.
It just cracks me up. But anyways, if the a state does bring a case, it's always state of whatever versus so and so. The only person who is not a part of that case is the victim. And when you think about that, see, that's why they can choose to prosecute or not to prosecute. If they have a case where somebody has killed somebody, it can be first degree murder to self-defense. They pick.
Right,
And
okay.
that's what determines what happens. And when I realized that the victim is the only one that's not included in the case, the victim has no say if they make a plea deal with the vaccine damaged psychopath, et cetera. So it's the whole system has been, it's like an excellent example of the evil genius of the Jews. Because everything they have developed, there's a loophole there and a loophole here, and that's why we live in hell.
Right. Yes. It is very unfortunate and it's so pervasive. And it's been going on a long time.
Right. But as I said, because of people like you and me, and there's others that are ignoring this hate speech garbage and just going full steam ahead and saying it like it is, because it has to be. Like I always say, my show, What's Ailing America? Well, I'll never run out of answers to that question. And I've been doing this for so long, and I just picture like there's this tree of evil, and it's got branches and leaves and berries, and you can keep chopping away at all the periphery, but guess what? We have to get to the root. And that's where the Jews live. And, there's no way of saying that without speaking the truth. As a matter of fact, in the Jewish Encyclopedia, Volume 25, I forget the page, they actually talk about themselves as the offspring of Esau and Edom, which is a way of saying, serpent seed line, synagogue of Satan. How can we expect them to do any different than what they do when they are the offspring of Satan? That's some heavy stuff.
Well, even if they weren't, they are a very distinctive group that have ghettoized themselves and have not assimilated. Many of them don't assimilate, even if they live outside of the Hasidic tradition or they don't assimilate. And so they are a very distinct group. And they usually act, they have a lot of commonality in their behavior.
For example, and I suggest everybody watch the documentary "The Eternal Jew," which you can access for free on, I know it's on YouTube, and I'm sure it's on other sources. They're parasites. They don't actually work. They find a way to hoodwink the public, to steal that from them, especially by being lawyers or financiers, things of that nature. As doctors, they make people sick, and so they, have a perpetual patient that never stops coming, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, that's a very specific, characteristic that cannot be denied.
Right. And so it doesn't matter. You could take their lineage, back, 2,000 years or whatever, but basically they are very distinct. They are very united. They usually stick together, and it is this unity that they have that we do not have here in America now with all the multiculturalism. It's very difficult to find some sort of commonality with other people so that you can really recognize who the criminal is and who is behind a lot of the things that are going on.
Well, one of their best tactics is divide and conquer. And so, as you said, while they remain united over the Israel issue, and that's why AIPAC is such a danger to this country. In fact, I have a recording of Joe Biden in front of AIPAC on May 9th, 2009, where he actually says, "I'm a Zionist." I mean, he should have been arrested for treason right there. But the point is that they put all this stuff out there for us to know about. There's nowhere for us to go. You can't go to the courts. It's really amazing. Like, they have these whistleblower laws, which are allegedly to protect the whistleblower, when in actuality is a way for them to take down the whistleblower, et cetera, et cetera. So as you find out all of these different facts of what's actually going on. Of course, the media is totally controlled by these same psychopaths, so there's nowhere to go other than internet radio, and try to awaken the public. And that's why, in my opinion, shows like ours are so important, because, as I said, people are waking up. You can keep your head in the sand like an ostrich for so long until something happens in your family, till you watch your elderly grandparent be murdered by the doctors and it's self-evident. For example, I had a case of a client whose father was in hospice, and the hospice called her. She was in another state and said, "Your father's going to die on such and such a date, so if you want to say goodbye, you better be here before then."
Wow.
Pretty amazing, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, these are the kinds of things going on. So, like I said, until you have something happen, your child die from vaccines, and then you get charged with, murdering the child, or whatever the case may be, that's what forces you to say, "Okay, I'm being lied to." And I think what people are afraid of, Deanna, is that once they make that admission to themselves, it opens up a black hole. And there's so many lies and so many things that our government, I mean, you talk about the evil empire. All this talk about drones now. Give me a break. Why are the people sitting still for this?
Right.
It's amazing.
Yes. Yes, indeed it is. But it's all been very incremental for a very, very long time. And it's the boiling frog kind of an
Oh, yeah.
analogy.
Yes.
They're just not alert to all of the things that are going on, or they're in denial, or they don't want to admit that somebody has fooled them, or they're so obedience trained that they don't even think to question it.
Right. Well, medicine has become a religion. The vaccines are the baptismal rite that start the disease going. The white coats are the priests. And I'm convinced of that. I mean, so many people hold on to this belief in their medicine and their white coat. Of course, I realized very quickly that most of those people just don't want to take responsibility. They don't want to eat organic. They don't want to worry about anything. They just want to take their pill. And that way, their doctor tells them they can do whatever they want. And so that's a large part of the problem, is that people, they want the easy way out.
Sure,
But
even if
the
it
other,
kills them.
yeah, but the other part is the large number of people that work for this corrupt profession, at many levels. And the more doctors or nurses you have in the family, the more likely you are to be totally shot down if you should have the nerve to ask questions. The way I ask questions, and especially to research, the very thing you're taking. I always tell people, put the name of your drug into a search engine, hyphen side effects. Read what they admit to. It will blow your mind.
Right. Well, this has been very interesting, very revealing, and I want to thank you for being on the program. And it's this awareness that you bring to all of your programs, and when you're a guest on other people's programs, it is this awareness that you bring that perhaps will get people to question all the other things. So, thank you for doing what you do.
Thank you. And let me just say, I do consults for people to teach them how to reverse their problems, people or pets. So if you're interested, contact me by email or call me or on Skype. The information's on reversingvaccineinduceddiseases.com. And I want to also thank you, Deanna, for all that you're doing, because we are waking up the people. And it's a difficult process to go through, I know, because when I had to face the fact that my profession has been so corrupted that they're creating disease and killing people, that caused me a lot of pain. But once I realized it, and it was unrefuted in my, documentation, that's when I decided I had to do something about it, because I became a doctor because I wanted to help people. And as it turns out, that's the only thing you're not allowed to do. So if you have your don't have your health, you have nothing. So that's why my goal is to get the people to take care of their health first. That will give you the courage to open your eyes and face the other atrocities. And then, we got some work to do.
Great. And thank you for all the work that you do.
Thank you, Deanna.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.